Hello, my name is Angela Morano, and I'm with the Depleted Uranium Campaign. And I see that you have been looking at some of the photographs and the newspaper clippings that we have on display here today of the children of Iraq and the use of depleted uranium weapons. Can you please tell us your name and where you're from and what you think about the display and what you've seen here today?
My name is Ifia Wangaza. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. And I am so glad to see this display here, especially at a communications conference, to help to get the word out about the criminality of the activities of the U.S. government in Iraq. It is imperative that people understand the individual and institutional human rights violations that are going on against the people of Iraq in the name of all things democracy. I was in Iraq last year and had an opportunity to participate in a people-to-people delegation representing the Not in Our Name coalition, and had the opportunity to go to the hospitals in Iraq and to talk to the doctors and the nurses about the lack of medical medicines, the lack of equipment, and the lack of medical support that they were still having despite the U.S. invasion and despite representations in the United States that the deficits that the U.S. sanctions had caused were being corrected. We found that Iraqis who had come to the United States, been in the United States 20 and 30 years, were being exported back to Iraq and put into positions of authority, oftentimes Kurds putting to positions of authority over Sunnis who were exacting retribution for abuses that the Kurds had experienced under Saddam's administration. In one hospital setting where there were three children who needed an incubator where there was only two incubators. So they would rotate these three children hoping to get enough time on the incubator to sustain it and hopefully to go beyond it.
Can I ask you, did you have a chance when you were there in the hospitals to speak to the doctors, or did the doctors speak to you about any kind of suspicion that a lot of the deformities, or did you find that they spoke to you about these issues there? And was there any inkling in what they said to you about why maybe the rise of birth defects or any of that was going on in Iraq?
They spoke directly to the continuing conditions that resulted from the 91 invasion and the difficulties that they were having in treating patients, children in particular. The situation with the two incubators with the three babies was a result of their mothers having been exposed to radiation. In addition to 91, was also the continued use of depleted uranium in the current invasion, and also the United States' failure to secure sites that they knew had been uranium contaminated. There's a village about 30 kilometers outside of Baghdad, which was a processing center where the people, where these contaminated barrels had been stored. And the United States military failed to secure those barrels. People went and got those barrels, used them to store water, and the whole village at this point is suffering with various cancers and birth defects.
What do you think that we can do? I mean, have you heard this story in the United States. Have you heard information about this? And if so, how? And if not, why do you think we haven't heard about this?
The only discussions that I have heard about the impact of depleted uranium has been, first and foremost, as it's affected the U.S. military, members of the military. And, of course, it was denied for a very long time. And the second place that I've heard about it as it affects the people of Iraq has been in within anti-war circles, and it's critical, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so pleased to see you all here at this conference, is that we've got to stop preaching to the choir, and we've got to get it out into the larger community. I think that the corporate media is unprepared to deal with it because they've become such cheerleaders and so uncritical in their coverage, both as so-called embedded, or we call in bed with the government, and because they are the companies that they work for, or they are owned by companies that profit from the war itself, Westinghouse being a primary example. So the necessity, it's imperative that it gets out beyond these select bodies. Also, I think that racism has a lot to do with it as well. The notion that, excuse me, in the same way that the military does not count civilian deaths as a result of armaments, they do not count civilian deaths as a result of the related activities. And this is clearly related to the presence. And of course, it parallels the same kind of activity and impact of Vietnam, where the fields were poisoned, and we see cancer and malformations and birth defects that have followed that as well.
Thank you very much for your thoughts and your words, and we hope that this does get out to the public. Thank you very much.
Thank you.